Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hi Zoe, how are you feeling after that?
So festive.
Me too.
Ready to decorate a tree of some sort.
Well, there is one now.
In the
lounge. It doesn't actually have any decor on it other than a Rudy's hat.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
That's true. Theatre.
Yes.
Theatre guide.
Theatre's still happening.
Theatre's still there. Great. I'm glad.
Today, I want to talk a little bit about Shortland Street, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
You know, apparently it's quite good.
Yeah, no, I've heard good things
about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, music and lyrics by Guy Langford.
Yeah.
The book was by Guy Langford and Simon Bennett. And, you know, it's been described as a hilarious night out, a lively musical, or a rollicking good Christmas panto.
Rollicking. Like, that's a word to use for a review, for sure.
That's going to be on for quite a while. Tickets are a bit on the expensive side. They range from $72 to $107. Wow. So, I mean,
it's a Christmas gift.
Is
that on till after Christmas, that one?
Oh my, it's on forever pretty much.
Okay,
like
cool.
After the Auckland shows, I think they're doing a national tour.
Yeah.
So it's going to be around. Auckland Theatre Company is doing that. And like all of the people who I know who've gone to it have been like really pleasantly surprised.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, so that sounds like quite the experience.
It does sound like quite the experience.
Slightly less, bold.
less rollicking?
Less rollicking. Well, I don't know. There's work due at the basement.
Yeah.
So if anything, that might be more rollicking.
That's what a perfect time to be putting that on.
Yeah.
Because if you want to do something for your Christmas work due,
there
it is. I've heard people who've gone to see this and they say it's very good.
So good. I think, you know, internationally acclaimed comedians wrote it, Rose Matafeo and Alice Sneddon.
Yeah.
So it'll be hilarious, and it's just going to be a Yuletide.
It's sold out.
It's sold out. Oh, crap.
Well, call the basement now.
Basement? It's sold out. So if you got tickets, you'll have fun.
Yeah. It sounds like it was awesome. Regardless, just as a review, I haven't seen it, so I'm not qualified. Have you seen it, Sarah?
I was told foolishly by one of the lovely people that work at the basement that I had to hurry up and get my tickets on the weekend. And what did I do? I didn't do it.
You didn't hurry up and get them.
No. And spoiler, full disclosure, my flatmate's in it. And I asked her last night in the kitchen, like, hey, so when should I come and see you? And she went, can't, babe, sold out.
Oh.
Rough.
That is rough. Well, I've heard it's very good. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call the basement. Put yourself on a waiting list. It's Christmas time. People drop off.
Is that a thing that you can do? You can call and go on a waiting list?
I think you can turn up and say, hey, if people don't fill up, can we be first on that list?
Turn up in tears. I just want to go to work too.
I don't know if that'll work.
It's what you can do at the Globe in London. It's basically anybody who forgets.
Well, if it happens at the Globe.
It happens at the basement.
It's good enough for us. Yeah. Nice. Cool. Well,
forget about that. Here Lies Love, which hopefully isn't sold out, is on at Q Theatre. That's on tonight and I think tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow's the last night.
Yeah.
And I was doing a little bit of research about it last night because I really knew nothing about it. Based on the concept album by David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, which was about the First Lady of the Philippines, Imelda Marcos, who was a bit of a Marie Antoinette, like very...
little bit.
Very lavish.
Very lavish.
In a, you know, according to Wikipedia, during a period of economic crisis and civil unrest, she was spending her time...
I love that you've put quotations around economic as if it's like... Economic.
Anyway, she was, you know, abroad doing extravagant parties and shopping sprees.
What's the
classic?
The classic thing, the stereotypical thing she's most known for is having more shoes than anyone should. I think. I think she had over like 4,000.
How many shoes should one have?
Over 4,000 pairs of shoes. I know. How long's a piece of string, right?
Yeah.
I pulled that number out of my bottom. So somebody probably knows more about Imelda Marcos than I do.
Everyone knows more about her than I do. I was just researching it last night, having a little revelation to myself.
Apparently it's very good, though.
Apparently it's amazing. Yeah. The music is insane. Yeah. There are disco balls.
Which is always a reason to go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But again, those tickets, they range from $39 to $67. So, you know.
But I feel like if you're going to treat yourself to a more expensive theatre show,
this is the
time to do it. Well, it's the time to do it anyway, because it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
So
it's that's Christmas.
Gift to yourself, you know?
Yeah. And as always, you know, if you can't afford that, like me, there's always Snort. Snort's on tonight at 10:30. Tickets are a humble $12.
$12 for Snort. And you get a range of stuff, don't you?
And it's created before your very eyes.
Snort's probably the best thing to do if you're really annoyed you can't go to Workdo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's a similar group of people.
Yes.
When you say created in front of your eyes, there's a word for that. Yeah, there's a word for that. Just gonna...
Yes,
I like that term better. Created in front of your
created
eyes.
Created in front of your eyes. I'll start a create in front of your eyes club. And
there's an idea. You've just given it away, but there's an idea.
Oh crap!
Yeah, start it though for sure.
I wasn't far wrong. 3,000 pairs of shoes.
Oh
wow!
Very close.
Tess's eyes just glazed over about 3,000 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like storage space. Oh, like where do you put them?
Horrific.
How do you decide what pairs to wear? Like do you buy you? I don't know.
Disgusting.
A new pair every day. Or not? Because they're all probably quite clean.
Oh yeah. God. So, all right.
Anyway. Worth seeing though.
Yeah. Oh, just go. Just go.
Where are the tickets for that? Where is that?
That's at Q Theatre.
Yeah,
that's at
great.
Q tonight, tomorrow. That's it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So hurry up.
Hurry up.
This is the theme of
we'll
today's
just lurk,
segment.
Lurk at the basement.
Start crying.
You can just hover around that area of town.
Yeah, just lurk around town and you'll stumble into something. And that's my theatre advice for this week.
Great. Well, thanks for your theatre advice. I feel like that's really good advice.
Thanks.
Yeah. Cool. Which ones are you going to?
Snort.
Good. It'll be a great time.
That's all I can afford today.
It'll be a great time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, though.
No
worries. See you next week.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.